your host, Dr. Smita Patnaik, prosthodontist and director of Dental Sage with you. In today's podcast episode, I am going to discuss missing teeth and treatment options. Tooth loss due to injury, whether in children or adults, should be addressed promptly by a prosthodontist because loss of a tooth or teeth leads to other related problems like mobility of the adjacent teeth. The loss of a tooth creates a gap and the adjacent teeth becomes loose or mobile. This can loosen the other teeth also. Gaps between the teeth. The gaps between the teeth retain food and causes bacterial infections, affecting the mouth and digestion. There are speech changes, whistling noises because of air passing through the gaps in the teeth. Sometimes food particles fly out too. Changes in the facial appearance is also an important factor when you have a lost or missing tooth. The cheek may cave in or look sunken. Sensitivity is another factor. The teeth may get painful with hot or cold foods. A prosthodontist will advise on the kind of tooth replacement which will be suitable. What causes the tooth loss in adults? It can be because of accidents and injuries. Facial injuries occur in many accidents like a fall from a swing or slide, accidental slipping, collisions, sports accident. Tooth loss or breakage are very common in facial injuries. Sometimes broken teeth need to be removed and replaced with a dental bridge or a tooth implant as per the advice of the prosthodontist. It can also related to gum diseases. Gingivitis or gum disease can cause loss of teeth and tooth replacement may be advised. Poor oral hygiene also results in loss of tooth, like because of gum infection and gum erosions. Gums hold the teeth and loss of gum weakens the tooth, which leads to tooth loss. Dietary and eating habits also affect the loss of teeth. Drinking too many sugary beverages, acidic foods, not chewing enough, and eating harmful and hard foods can cause teeth loss. People who are diabetic are very prone to all infections, especially in the mouth. Infections can aggravate and seriously cause loss of teeth. Smoking and consuming tobacco products can also cause loss of teeth and are very harmful to the body. Now, what are the reasons wherein the children can have tooth loss? There are various reasons. One is injury. A fall is the most common way of tooth loss in children. Bad oral hygiene. Children must be taught oral hygiene right from the age 2 at least. Otherwise, they might end up losing teeth earlier than the normal age. Chewing pencils, which is a common habit in most of the children, can be a sign of nervousness or extreme concentration in a child and can be disastrous for the teeth of children because the jaws and gums are still very tender. There are kids who can undergo grinding of teeth, which is a common habit not only in children but also in adults and could result in loss of teeth. With advancement in medical science and technology, today there is a wide choice of treatment options for tooth replacement like dental implants, which are a surgical interventions to replace a lost tooth. Dental bridge. The prosthodontist replaces the lost teeth with a bridge which is fixed to the adjacent healthy teeth. A bridge could replace either a single tooth or even a set of 2 to 4 teeth. Then there are options of dental crown. A crown is fixed to the tooth as protection and to avoid further damage. The crown protects and saves the tooth from further damage. Dentures are a removable set of teeth created to replace broken, lost or defective teeth. So that's all for the day. Thank you so much for listening. And it's me, Dr. Smita Patnaik, signing off.